All right, we'll go ahead and continue with UCLA coach Jim Mora. The Bruins are home hosting USC on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask coach a question, please press star one. Your first question comes on the line of Cal Kingsing, Bleacher Report.
Coach, I know in the past you've talked about working out at the Washington facility when you were up there. And what kind of relationship did you and Coach Sark develop in your time there?
A good one. We were actually even lived in the same neighborhood, so I got to know him very, very well.
And how has that kind of carried over since he started USC and you guys are now across town?
We still communicate, usually, you know, via text, but not as frequently as before. I mean, we're both very, very busy at that point in time. I wasn't very busy, so I'm sure I bugged the heck out of him.
All right, thank you very much.
Sure.
Your next question comes from the line of Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Jim, it seems like in your previous two games, you guys played some of your best football this season. Is it fair to say you guys are peaking at the right time?
Well, I certainly hope so. I know that we have made some strides in the right direction the last 2 weeks, and you know, hopefully that trend continues for us.
You know, as a team improves during the season, is it usually a steady bit of development, or is there a moment where it just kind of clicks and it's pretty immediate?
You know, I think it can be either. For us, I think it's been probably, if you're going to do a graph, it's been rather jagged, but always trending upwards. Even when it didn't seem like it, you know, we would see things that were indicating to us that we were making progress. But I think, you know, the last couple weeks we've just been a more consistent football team in all areas.
Great. Thank you.
Sure.
Your next question comes on the line of Kevin Gimble, ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach, just wanted to get your thoughts on Cody Kessler and what you've seen out of him on film this year. What stands out most to you?
Well, he's very, very impressive. He has appears to have a tremendous grasp of their offense. He can extend plays. He throws with tremendous accuracy. He's an excellent decision maker. He can make all the throws that you need to make. And, you know, in my opinion, from what I've been able to see of him, he's a big-time player. And he's a talented young man.
Great. Thanks, Coach.
Sure.
Your next question comes from the line of Kurt Kretzort, Salt Lake Tribune.
Jim, you used the word mayhem to describe the Pac-12 South race, and that's turned out to be pretty accurate. What's it like to look at where things stand with 2 weeks left?
Well, I feel the same way. It's, you know, it's. I think it's great. I think it's great for our conference. I hope that people around the country realize the quality of football in the Pac-12 and especially in the Pac-12 South. You know, when you look at, you know, the teams that are still involved in the race and you know, I include ourselves and USC and Arizona State, obviously, and, you know, Arizona. And I don't know where Utah sits, but, man, you know, they beat us. And it's just it's real quality football, and it's going to come right down to the very, very end, and that's how it should be. And I just, you know, like I said, I hope that people understand that these aren't bad teams knocking each other off. These are very, very good football teams playing excellent football against each other, and it's high-quality competition.
Thank you.
Sure.
Your next question comes from the line of Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Jim, how does the rivalry down there compare to, say, the Apple Cup?
Bud, it's different because the school sits so close in proximity. And the city is, you know, not everybody, but there's a large USC contingent and there's a large UCLA contingent. And, you know, there's some households that are split. And so you kind of live it every day. With regards to the Apple Cup, you know, they were in Pullman. We were in Seattle. There was a little bit of distance between the two. And so it was just different. You didn't feel it every day of the year like you do here. And at least, you know, it was so long ago, but I mean, I was in college, so maybe it would feel different to me now if I was a coach, but that's when I was in college.
How often do you run into somebody down there from SC that makes it known they are from SC?
Every day. Every day. I mean, you drive around the neighborhoods here, and it's really kind of neat. You know, you'll see one house will have a USC flag, and the next house will have a UCLA flag, and then the next house will have a house divided flag, you know, that's half USC, half UCLA. And it's just really a cool deal, you know, and everyone gets very excited for this game. And, you know, a lot rides on it, certainly with regards to the Pac-12 South race. But, you know, I think with regards to our alums and their alums and bragging rights, you know, for a year. So it's a neat deal.
Is the idea of owning L.A., is that something that you think sold at either program?
We don't talk about it. There's been plays on it in the past just because they have a mural in their building that says we own this town. But it's not something that we talk about. I've never really heard them talk about it other than just on occasion a kid might say something just because kids say things. But, you know, the focus is on the game, is on trying to win the game. And that's what we're focusing on.
Thank you.
Sure.
Your next question comes from the line of Sam Farber, East 980.
Hey, Jim, with the teams so close to one another in proximity and the tradition of pranks between the two schools, do you feel any need to communicate to your players this week to, you know, stay away from any of their former teammates that are on their other side or not get involved in that, or do they talk about it at all?
Well, the pranks are typically, you know, student body things, not players. I think players stay very focused on the task at hand, which is preparing to play as best they can on Saturday. The only warnings that, you know, I give my players, and it's warnings you give them every single week, so this week's no different, is just be careful what we say and be careful what we put out in the world of social media. You know, things can catch fire very, very quickly and be misconceived, and so we just always have to be very careful. And that's a common message for us every single week.
Is that harder this week since so many players have teammates that are or players they played against or grew up with on the other side?
You know, I don't think so, because if you look at the Pac-12, you know, we recruit California primarily. And if you look at other Pac-12 rosters, you know, they're so filled with players from this region, from this area. So, you know, you might think that it was a lot different, but it's really not. You know, like we played Washington last year, and there was a whole bunch of kids on that school that had familiarity with players on our team. So even though it would seem like it would be a little bit more enhanced this week, I think it's about the same.
Thanks, Jim.
Sure.
All right, that'll do it for you today, Jim. Appreciate your time. Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye.